Joined before today's game by head coach Mike Boshi. And coach, last night it just seemed you couldn't get any offensive consistency throughout the whole game, especially late in that second half. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, you know, anytime you have 20 turnovers, I think it was 20 or maybe plus a couple, but that's going to create some problems in its own. And, you know, I don't know if you can win any game. I'm surprised we even had a chance to win last night with that many turnovers. It's not a good way to play. And, you know, you had 20 turnovers, and I felt like there's, 10 bad shots to go with it. And, yeah, it's not kind of offense that you're working for.
There in the first half, you got behind early, but you were able to claw your way back. You're only down two at the half. Big shot by Max at the end of the half to get you within two.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I felt like it was a frustrating first half. We were in a hole. Felt like we were trying to dig our way out of it the whole half. And, again, just to be down two, you know, I was very thankful for, and I thought we could turn it around a little bit. And we got off to a good start in the second half again, but we just couldn't sustain taking care of it and taking a good shot.
Yeah, they had an 11-0 run there in the second half, and they went in front, and you never led after that. You were able to get back and tie it a couple times, including four big points at the end of the game from Derek to tie it up to send you to overtime.
Yeah, and that was huge. And again, it's kind of like halftime. I felt good because, you know, as long as we do intelligent things, play where we're hunting a good shot, I thought we'd be all right. But again, in overtime, we started out with a 30-footer from the logo, and I think another one pass three, and then we had a poor post move in there that was out of balance and chucked it up, and I think we even had an air ball from three. So yeah, we just never could get out of our own way, it seemed like, the whole night.
Yeah, there in overtime, they scored the first 7 points, and you just that was just too big a hill to come back. You did get close. They missed some free throws. You had some shots, but when you give up the first 7 points in overtime, that's tough.
No, and it just is what it is. Like I said, turnovers and bad shots were huge. And they had a couple old boards early in the game, and they had a couple old boards late in the game that cost us as well. You could just hang ahead on 20 turnovers and 10 bad shots and call it good.
On a personal level, Logan Bader set the school record for threes last night, and so that's one positive you could take out of the game, at least for him personally.
Yeah, he's been so consistent this year. I mean, he just wants to win, does what it takes to win. Whether they're guarding him tough or guarding him, a little laxed, he'll take what the defense gives him. He's been very consistent throughout his whole career. But he's been especially consistent here this year.
Yeah, and another big night for Derek. He had 26 points. Like I mentioned, he had the four that tied the game at the end of regulation. He's been coming up big for you.
Yeah, I mean, the last two games, they haven't been great post defenders. He's had a lot of missed matchups with the guards against St. Cloud and lighter, smaller post players in St. Cloud. And Mart was the same way in some respects. A lot of guard switches, met matchups, and then a couple of bigs that weren't as big. They had the one big kid that gave them a little bit of problems, but we're still trying to find the good shots and where it comes from. We don't always know, but we're looking for good shots, and we need to be disciplined and get those.
Now you come in today against a Northern State team that had a big night last night in Crookston, 97-60. What are you looking for from the Wolves today?
Just a good basketball team. A good basketball team does the right things. A lot of high IQ players that play the game the right way. They defend well. They have good balance inside and out. Parker Fox has just been a beast. He's really, really athletic. Bouncy block shots. Dunks a ton of shots. And then they have really good guards that are smart, intelligent, and all guard really well. So, we're going to have to play well. We don't have a chance if we turn it over 20 times.
Exactly. Also, in that first game, you had a nice comeback at the end that came up just short. But you can't get yourself in a hole either against this kind of team.
No. We got to play well for 40 minutes. It's simple as that. And if we don't have that ability, it's not something that you can play in at a high level and sustain it by turning it over that way.
Not looking for any kind of excuses or anything, but when you have a short bench like you do and you had to play overtime the night before, it makes it just that much more difficult on Saturday, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure. I mean, everything's a little bit more heightened when you have basically one sub that you've been working with. And we'll get those guys back here hopefully in 3 or 4 weeks. But until then, we've got to continue to grind and continue to do a lot of simple things well.
Don't want to point fingers at anything, but Griffin Chase last night only had 2 points. Mm-hmm. That's got to improve. Your balance has to be among all six of those guys that are playing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. He didn't make a shot. I think he was 0 for 5. And, one of them was a Hail Mary at the end or a little bit. But, He also had 5 turnovers, which hurts. And, you know, he's got to be someone that could be a steady hand, finding people that are open, taking care of the basketball and making open shots. And he's been doing a pretty good job of that throughout the whole year. He just didn't have a very good night last night.
And your guys that are playing, how did they come in this morning health-wise?
I think we're all pretty good. Yeah, I think we're all pretty good.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head Coach Mike Boshi with us before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.